sitting in the green room, you're really anticipating your name getting called, and it's really nerve-wracking.
All my life I've wanted to play in the NFL, be a quarterback, and so this really is a dream come true.
I want to bring a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I think that's the goal of everybody in this organization. I'm the oldest of four boys, mom and dad, Lisa and Doug Ertz. I grew up in California. I went to Stanford University in Northern California, and me and my family are very close. I love them very much, and they'll be out here soon enough for the games. Oh yeah, there was a lot of competition in the household. Basketball, football, baseball, soccer, you name it, we played it. I think both my parents did a very good job of getting us all to the sporting events, and we all love them very much. When I was getting recruited, I had a lot of offers. UCLA, Stanford, and Cal were kind of the final three, and my mom said at the end of the day that you're going to Stanford, so I didn't really have a choice, and that's how I chose Stanford. Toughest class I took at Stanford was a computer science class that we used MATLAB programming for, and it was a little over my head, and I gutted it out. The whole draft process was a grind. I think starting in January, when I declared for the draft, to March 25th or April 25th, whenever it was, I can't even remember. It's been such a forgettable experience that I just want to put it all behind me. But it was a lot of fun to meet so many new people and a lot of new coaches, and to be in Philadelphia, I don't think I could have asked for a better situation. We all thought that I'd kind of get picked on the first day of the draft, the Thursday, but I went the third pick overall in the second round, and I don't think any team in the first round besides fourth overall, which definitely wasn't happening, would have been a better situation. So I think the 35th pick was a perfect situation for me. A lot of emotions. I mean, you see all the people crying on TV, and you say, oh, that'll never happen to me. But I'll be honest, I was crying. My mom was bawling, so I think it was a very emotional time. It's funny. I mean, I played against him for 4 years or 3 years. I forget how long he was at Oregon, but I think I played against him all 4 years, and he's a heck of an offensive mind, and like I was saying, I don't think there's a better situation for me. They're fast. I mean, every offseason, we would condition to play Oregon, and that's what we did at Stanford, and luckily, we were able to beat him this past year, my senior year, but ultimately, that was a fun offense to watch, and I'm really looking forward to playing it. I just want to help the team win in any way I can, whether that's special teams or on offense. I think there's enough talent on both offensive and defensive sides of the ball to be a winning team and make the playoffs, so that's my only goal right now. I want to bring a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I think that's the goal of everybody in this organization, and I'm really looking forward to working with everybody.
Sitting in the green room, you're really anticipating your name getting called, and it's really nerve-wracking.
All my life I've wanted to play in the NFL, be a quarterback, and so this really is a dream come true.
I want to bring a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I think that's the goal of everybody in this organization.